Hi, it's Susan Catron in Bluffton, South Carolina, with a look at what's going on in southeastern South Carolina with Hurricane Florence. Governor Henry McMaster lifted the mandatory evacuation order for Beaufort and Jasper counties in southeast South Carolina along the coast. The hurricane's new track took it away from that area, so now they're just looking at rain over the next few days, possibly. But they won't reopen schools for a few days until they know if they can get all the teachers together. So in Jasper County, they will announce later today, and in Beaufort County, the schools will remain closed the rest of the week. They are remaining in full readiness at the EMA so that they can, in case of any shift in the hurricane itself, they anticipate that the storm will continue on the track toward Wilmington and in the Wilmington, North Carolina area. Officials were warning residents to evacuate if they could, but to be aware that things will flood. Places will flood that haven't ever flooded before because of the strong storm surge. Beginning Wednesday morning, life-threatening and historic storm surge is possible throughout the region. Storm surge could be between 8 and 12 feet above ground, according to the National Weather Service. For comparison, the record storm surge in Wrightsville Beach is 11.6 feet above mean sea level, and Carolina Beaches is 13.5 feet. Homeowners on tidal creeks should be prepared to see storm surges significantly farther inland than what they are used to, according to the National Weather Service. Many homes along barrier islands could suffer damage from waves and surf. The National Weather Service says it is likely many on barrier islands will just wash away. Beaches are also expected to suffer extreme erosion, with dunes losing significant sand and new inlets possibly being carved into barrier islands. Navigation will be hazardous afterwards as debris is expected to block waterways. Keep an eye on the Fayetteville Observer and WilmingtonStarNews.com for more information as it becomes available for shelters, roads, and access through the storm. This has been Gatehouse Media Update.